Shelia, 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 Shelia. Bush, B-U-S-H. Yeah, B-U-S-H. 3/20/57. Today's date is 11/2, by the way, for both patients. This is a 67-year-old woman, CNA from Methodist times 19 years. She's single. She has three kids, two grandkids. The paragraph patient has a history of hypertension, but her blood pressure has been well controlled off all medications. February of this year, she had surgery on her rotator cuff. She's still having some problems and issues with that at this time. She's able to drive, to able to take care of herself. She's bowel and bladder continent. She has total ADL independency. Family history. Coronary artery disease. Allergy, Percocet, aspirin, surgery, right shoulder. Medication, tizanidine, 4 milligram once a day, eye drops, off blood pressure medicine, Celexa, 20 milligram a day, Robaxin, off of it with Vicodin, 5/3/25 as needed for pain, Zofran for nausea and vomiting, stool softener, and also off Norvasc, again, Lipitor, 20 milligram once a day as well. Social, no smoking, no drinking. Family history, CHF, coronary artery disease, myocardial infarction. Last hospitalization was, June of this year for shoulder surgery. Patient pain is slowly improving, doing PT and OT, which is definitely helping. Blood pressure is 140 over 86, pulse 76, respiration is 18, O2 sat 100%. Oh, by the way, COVID immunization is up to date. Heart positive, soul positive, two lungs, bronchi, abdomen, soft, neck shows, genitals, skin shows. No rash, no extremity shows, no edema, club, or cyanosis. Assessment, number one, hypertension. Patient's blood pressure was pain-related. As long as her pain is controlled, she's off her medication. Number two, muscle spasm. Number three, status post-surgery. Right-sided rotator cuff tear. Undergoing PT and OT now. Number four, hyperlipidemia. Number five, constipation off and on stool softener. That's it. Thank you.